This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Pressure. You got to rise above it. Mm-hmm. You got to harness in the good energy, block out the bad. Harness, energy, block, bad. Mm-hmm. Feel the flow happy. Feel it. It's circular. It's like a carousel. Oh, my brain has got me under pressure. It's got me under
pressure. All right, Michael. It is time for the whole show pressure cooker. I mean, am I going to do this every day? Are we going to put the Rockies in the pressure cooker every day?
Oh, they're the only ones playing.
Yeah, it's true. But I do. You know who I think's under the pressure cooker? In the pressure cooker? I have one. Mike Vrabel. He did not speak to the media yesterday. Everybody else spoke to the media. He did not. I think he's got to get out in front of this thing. He's got to talk about it. Here's the scary thing. Like, we're all... Mike, are we all kind of assuming... Now, innocent until proven guilty, but we're not the court of law. Are we all just kind of assuming they're guilty? Are we?
Yeah.
We're kind of assuming they're guilty, right? Which means they're carrying on with a pretty consistent lie. And the longer you carry this on, and we all just are going to wash it away and pretend it didn't happen. I mean, I'm sure that's what their hope is, that we all just, it's all going to go away. And that's what the Athletic probably wanted when they essentially, well, she resigned, but her contract was up in June. I mean, were they more or less like, yeah, we're not renewing that. We can't. No one's going to believe you're a reporter anymore.
Yeah. Judging by all the comments on her Twitter.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a, I don't know, Mike.
I wouldn't have renewed her contract either, because you have to have a certain level of legitimacy. And if people are replying to you like that, she might as well be independent.
Right. You can't control everybody. And unfortunately for the Athletic, everybody is your viewer, your reader. They're viewing your stuff. And if they can't believe in you, then who can? So I'm going with Mike Vrabel. I think we need to hear something from Mike Vrabel. Diana Rossini's part's done now, right? Now she has to deal with whatever aftermath she'll have to deal with. But her part is over in the public scene until she gets back into the public scene. Again, Vrabel is very much in it. He went to the Super Bowl. He's the head coach of the New England Patriots. He's got to say something, doesn't he? I would imagine so. Michael, who are you putting in the whole show pressure cooker today?
Ibuprofen. I'm putting ibuprofen in the pressure cooker. You got to get rid of this pain.
That's an interesting. Yeah.
I didn't have any.
You have ibuprofen in the pressure cooker? You don't have any, though.
That's true. I don't have any. So the stuff that I took several hours ago, you have like 7 minutes to start working.
Okay. So Michael's putting ibuprofen in the pressure cooker. Wow. Wow. Are we that, like, desperate for Saturday to get here that we just, you know, we're phoning it in until Friday? Picks are on Friday. Everybody knows that?
I mean, you have the Rockies, and we all know that the Rockies, they play baseball sometimes. And then tomorrow night, we may not have a university in Eaton because of the weather. So
Friday night.
You know, you have the – oh, yeah, Friday night.
Yeah.
That's right. Today's Wednesday, so tomorrow night we have the Avalanche.
Tomorrow night we have the Avalanche, yes, and that's their final game of the season. So, are we ready? Playoffs are this weekend. The Avs play on Sunday, Michael.
That's true.
And I do have a schedule for the rest of the first round, at least, for the Denver Nuggets. as we go here. Let me pull this up real fast. Carry the four. Okay, so obviously we know Saturday they're playing at 1:30. Game two is Monday night, and that will be, Michael, at 8:30. 8:30. That for me, I like it. Obviously, I'm not going to get up early the next day. I don't have to, but that's a late one for a lot of people. Game three will be Thursday at 7:30. So let me just go through this. Game one, according to the Denver Post, it just says Amazon Prime. So we talked about that. Is it just going to be exclusive to Amazon Prime? That's tough. And then the next game on Monday will be on KUSA, which is Channel 9. So why do they get there's a local one there for you. You can watch that. Game 3 will be on Thursday at 7:30. That will be on Amazon Prime again. Game 4 will be at 6:30 on Saturday on KMGH, it's Channel 7. And then Game 5, if necessary, would be April 27th, which is a Monday. Game 6, if necessary, would be on Thursday, which is April 30th. And Game 7, if necessary, would be May 2nd. All TBD at this point.
Now, KMGH Channel 7 is an ABC affiliate, so you might have to use that antenna if you have Comcast.
You might have, okay, yeah, you might have to actually use an antenna, okay. Yeah.
Or Fubo TV or one of those other online streaming services.
How do you feel about late games versus day games?
I am a night person, so I prefer late games.
Yeah, me too. Saturday would be Saturday we just have so much going on. But I'm going to have to sit down and figure this out and be ready to go.
If the game started at 4 a.m., I would be ecstatic.
What? Why? What are you? Are you a vampire? Why do you say things? You just say things that I'm not really paying attention, and then you say something like that, and it just kind of floors me.
I mean, I'm that much of a night person that if it started at 4 a.m. and I didn't have to get here as early as I do, I would be very happy about that.
That is a weird, you're a weird, weird person. But we do have the official first round schedule, and most of those, other than Saturday, are going to be night games. So get ready. Gear up, man. It's Keeler thinks it's going 7, Mike. The opposite of what you're thinking. You've got them sweeping, and picks are on Friday. Everybody knows that. I'll let you know where I think the series is going to go, and that's how you should play it.
Wait a minute. Picks are on Friday?
Picks are on Friday. Everybody knows that. Yeah. It's very true. It's a real thing.
Are you going to pick the Avalanche?
Yeah. Because we'll know by Friday, right, who they're actually going to play.
You'll pick the Avalanche, and you'll pick the Nuggets.
What do you mean, pick them to win?
Well, pick the series.
Thank you. Yeah, yeah. I will pick their series that they're in. I won't pick the Avalanche necessarily, or the Nuggets necessarily. Yes, I think the Nuggets are winning their first round, and I think the Avalanche are winning the first round. Yes.
Yeah, but we don't know how many games. Because the picks
are on Friday.
Everybody knows that.
Everybody knows that, yeah. So we have a ways to go before we get there. You know, we ought to get through tomorrow. More buildup on this. Any ideas who the Avalanche will be playing in the first round, Mike? Would it be the Kings in the first round and then potentially play the Stars in the second round? Stars or Minnesota? I guess there's a chance they could still see Edmonton in the first round.
I don't care who they play. Just
of
beat them.
You don't care. But just stop. Stop. No one tunes in for that. Hey, let's listen to sports talk.
I don't care who they play. Let's just beat them.
Yeah, that's compelling stuff right there, Mike.
I fear nobody.
Compelling stuff from you.
I fear nobody.
How about the goalie situation? You put both goalies in the pressure cooker yesterday. You don't fear that? How about the power play?
Yeah, that bothered me. Their power play.
How about Jared Bednar's face? How about Bednar's face, Mike?
I hope his face heals swiftly. I feel bad for the man. It sounds like a very painful ordeal.
Yeah, that's a tough one too. That one's a tough one. Is he gonna be around tomorrow? Do we know yet?
I don't think so.
Hmm. That would be painful, Mike. I mean, hockey dudes are just tough dudes.
Yeah, how many times do you see someone go out in the, you know, they get a slash to the face and their teeth are on the ground. You're like, oh, this guy's out for the rest of the game.
Then they just smile.
The second period, he comes in and he looks fine.
Stitches all over their body and slash. I don't think they feel pain. I think being on the ice all the time, Mike, just makes them not feel pain. I think that's probably what's going on with hockey players.
Yeah. Like I'm going like, oh, my back, ibuprofen.
Yeah, you complain more than anybody, by the way.
A hockey player doesn't feel that.
You are the complete opposite of a hockey player. Can I say that?
That is true.
Yes.
My body just feels everything.
Guys, I'm telling you, literally every day I walk in and it's like, Michael, how you doing, buddy? And then insert whatever it is that's bothering you. You didn't sleep well. Your back hurts. You don't like this or that's dumb or something's broken every day. So like the opposite of a hockey player. Is that we should put up Michael Kirkpatrick, the complete opposite of an NHL player. Is that fair to say?
I mean, yeah, in some ways.
Yeah.
My body is not built for hockey or for movement.
It's not necessarily just hockey. Who do we think this X factor is going to be in this series for the Nuggets T-Wolves this weekend? I mean, the Timberwolves are coming into this playoff series much different than they did 2 years ago. This is a group that's been riddled with injuries. There's been a little bit of drama between Chris Finch and Anthony Edwards. Mainly just Finch gets frustrated when Edwards is turning the ball over. Whenever you put some kind of a double team or you're pressing him a bit, he tends to turn the ball over, which I think the Nuggets should try to do for a bit. See if that might work. Is Jonas Valanciunas going to play in this series? I mean, if Karl Anthony Towns is on this team, then I would imagine you're going to see a good chunk of Jonas, but now it's Julius Randle, who's still a big, but not the intimidating force that Karl Anthony Towns is. Boy, I'm just kind of taking a look at my charts here, and let's go position by position here. Who's winning? If we just play it that way, Jamal Murray, point guard, Dante DiVincenzo, if I could spit that out. Not Jamal Murray. Nuggets got the better point guard, obviously. Shooting guard, well, Christian Brown or Anthony Edwards? Anthony Edwards. Small forward, Cam Johnson or Jaden McDaniels? Pretty tight race right there. Jaden McDaniels scored about 15 points per game, 4 rebounds per game, 2.7 assists per game. And Cam Johnson's at 12.6, 3.8, 2.4. And Jaden McDaniels is a better defender. So that's another point for the Timberwolves. Power forward, Aaron Gordon or Julius Randle? Well, give me a healthy Aaron Gordon. I'm just going to say it. Gordon's numbers are skewed, man. He had 16 points. You averaged 16 points a game, 5.8 boards per game, 2.7 assists per game. I'm not taking those and putting them right up next to Randle because it doesn't work. Randle's 21 points, 6.7, and 5 boards. His defensive rating is 114. Gordon's is 118. Yeah, Julius Randle would be better, but historically, I'm going to go with Aaron Gordon here. I'm going to say Aaron Gordon. And then the center position, Joker over Rudy Gobert. I need not to actually read stats to you because we all know what it is. Coming off the bench, you got Bruce Brown, Tim Hardaway Jr., maybe Jonas, maybe Spencer Jones. Maybe we see, I mean, I'm not 100% sure we'll see Julian Strother. He had some good moments. He's had a lot of good moments. He had good playoff moments. I don't know if we'll see him. That's kind of why. I know we're going to see Bruce Brown, and I know we're going to see Tim Hardaway Jr., and I know we're probably at some point going to see Peyton Watson. Let's not forget about him, the forgotten man. Whose bench unit is better with those guys compared to Naz Reid, Ayo Dosunmu, Kyle Anderson, or Bones Highland, Tim Connelly? I like the Nuggets bench, man. This was Minnesota's bench was way better than Denver's last time around. But all the moves that Tenzer and Wallace made to make this happen this year, this is it. On paper, I'm literally looking at what I've written down on paper. The Nuggets from top to bottom are the better team. In the playoffs last year and the year before, they were better 1 through 4 than most teams. Maybe 1 through 5. But that was it. That's where it stopped. And that's where a team like Oklahoma City just ate against the Nuggets because Denver might be better you know, 1 through 3, 1 through 4, but everyone else, OKC ran the table there. This year, it's a different story, at least in this series. I will be disappointed if the Nuggets lose this series. I do anticipate it being somewhat tight, at least the games. I mean, even when the Nuggets, didn't they sweep them, or did they have a gentleman sweep of Minnesota the year before that, or a couple years before that, whenever that was? Those were still really, really tight games. I think it was a year before. They were, all the games came down to the wire. But still, the Nuggets either swept or they had a gentleman sweep in that series. So get ready, because it's going to be tight. These entire playoffs are going to be nerve wracking. 20 minutes after the hour, Mike, let's jump out real quick and get let's take a quick break. We're not there yet, Michael. Easy. I almost jumped the gun. We'll just take a break. We'll come back.
Sports is at the bottom of the hour.
It's the whole show. Sports is at the bottom of the hour. It's the whole show powered by Mosquito Joe. We'll be right back.
Bruce Dick on winning the Colorado High School Coaches Association 2026 Media Award. Hear Coach speak with Bruce Dick, weekdays at 10 on KFKA.
There's only one feeling, like lighting that open sign for the first time. Like deciding whether or not to frame that first dollar. Like knowing every customer by name when they walk through the door. Whether you're starting from scratch or from a century of tradition. Every business deserves a bank that's been growing communities for generations. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Hey, this is Ellison Hubbard, former CSU Ram, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Oh my gosh, get this one, Mike. You're not going to believe this one. The Athletic has a podcast. There are two women on this podcast, Michael, and they're trying to claim that Diana Russini getting intimate at a romantic getaway with an NFL head coach, who's not her husband, is comparable to Adam Schefter sending emails of his unpublished stories to sources. Did you hear that? Like, that's not... Right?
Reporters do
that's fascinating, though. I first read it, I'm like, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard, but maybe.
Reporters will do that, because reporters will...
They want to make sure that they have the correct information that they were given.
Not only that, but they'll say, hey, I'm about to publish this, just a heads up. Because they know, like, certain entities are going to go, oh, crap. So they want to warn them ahead of time. I'm going to expose you for this, just letting you know.
There's a lot of that that happens. Yeah. That's not the same thing.
It's
not the same thing.
Like, if he was doing it to get, like, if he had something on the Broncos and he was, you know, just saying, hey, I'm doing this. Do you want me to cut out anything, you know, cut out the embarrassing stuff?
You sounded like Kamala Harris right there. You sounded like Kamala Harris right there. That was very good. I don't know why, but that's what I heard right there.
Oh, okay.
That's what that sounded like.
I guess I can do an impression of her. I can't do an impression of Donald Trump. I've never been
able to
do that.
Boy, he's in the news big time today, isn't he? Did you happen to see the graphic image that he put out there?
No, I don't have the Twitters.
It kind of depicts him as like a Jesus-type character.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that.
Yeah, I think they took it down. He was claiming that he looked more like a doctor. I'm not getting into politics, man. I'm not doing it. But it's just that stuff is wild. This Diana Russini thing, man, is just – she even tried – what's crazy, Mike, is she tried to continue to work right after.
Like, she's putting stories – I would try as well.
I don't know that I would, because, like, every story just would show her bosses that no one's going to take her seriously anymore. And it's not a double standard. People think it's a double standard. It's not a double standard. It's the positions. It's the job titles that they both hold. What is Mike Vrabel going to be looked at differently by his players and people that work for him? 100%. Yes. And it could affect his job. It could affect his whole thing.
kind of affecting his job right now because people are making fun of him. Look, it would be a double standard if she was a Denny's waitress and she went to this resort and she was with him. Like, it, and they were giving her crap and she got fired for that. No,
yeah.
That's completely different.
That has nothing to do with you serving food.
Has nothing to do with the Patriots or the sport.
Yeah, and it would be
sucky.
This
is not a double standard because it's a question about her legitimacy and her ability to report, and this gets in the way of it.
Yeah, no, there's no double standard in my mind on this one. It's just a bad situation, and they shouldn't have been there. They shouldn't have been there.
I mean, if Adam Schefter was doing the tee-hee-hee holding hands with him like that, you'd have the same questions for Adam Schefter.
Mm-hmm. You would. Yeah. There's a lot said to the journalistic code or what have you.
Journalistic integrity.
Right. And I think this is part of it. And again, there are many different factions and groupings of said journalists, and some are like radio people where we do our job, we read the stories, we follow the games, and we give you our opinions of the day.
We're journalists in quotation.
Right. We don't want to spew wrong information. We want to, when we read things like alleged or whatever, we want to say that and be clear about that. So we don't want to spew wrong information and just get on here and make it like this weird talk show where we just say, hey, did you hear the rumor about so-and-so? We don't do that kind of thing. But when it comes to Diana Russini, it's like you are a reporter that's reporting on news and injuries and trades and players cutting guys and drafting guys. And it does make it a bad look if it's suddenly like, well, yeah, you how are we going to trust your reporting because you're the things you did with Mike Vrabel would lead us to believe you're either not going to report on the Patriots anymore, good or bad, because you're just going to leave it alone, which would make you not a full-on NFL reporter if one team is left out or given more press than the other.
I get it. A lot of people are calling it a double standard because there are some double standards out there. This just isn't one of them. You take male, female out of it. You just put reporter, coach.
Reporter, coach. Yeah.
If you put reporter, coach in there, take out the gender, it looks bad for the reporter. It's about the job position,
right?
And not about it's not about the person, really. It's not about her as a person. It's about her position, and her position has been compromised.
Right. Oh, no, 100%. And that's the way this goes, man. If we see an article about Dave Portnoy with a coach, it's Dave Portnoy, Barstool Media. That's all opinionated stuff. Like, that's not, is that going to hurt? That guy says a lot of outlandish things, and he's not really considered a beat writer or reporter or a guy that's going to bring on and give you, like, the facts of everything. He's going to give you his opinions. Well County Swami says, Cowherd talked about the difference between morality and ethics. Russini was not ethical equals loss of job. Vrabel was not moral, Merrill's status being questionable. Yes. I think both of those are, I think you could say both of them were not moral, right? Because aren't they both married? Russini has children, little children. So both of those things would label her as well. What Vrabel did, would you say that's unethical? Her for sure. Would you say what Vrabel did was unethical?
If they did it, yeah. Right. We're never going to know unless, you know, there's camera footage or someone comes out there and is like, hey, this happened.
Is what Vrabel did unethical, though? Is it just...
Kind of.
I think it is, kind of. Now, kinda, is it fireable?
It's not
affecting his job. It's not fireable, but it's, hey, like, it'd probably be a good idea to not enter in relationships, especially if you're married with a reporter that covers the NFL.
If this was, how about another thing? Let's make it even, you know, more complicated. If this was a reporter who only covered baseball, not a big deal.
Not as big of a deal.
Not a big deal.
No, sure.
This is a reporter that covers sports and football, This is a football coach and a sports reporter. You can't do that. Baseball reporter, we're talking about affair, and we're not talking about it now. Reporter with football experience, with football responsibilities, we are talking about it now. Because this did happen. This is important. It's not a double standard. It's going to affect her more, as it should, because her job comes into question. His doesn't.
Yeah. It's a bad thing, man. I think about the families involved, and now they got to see all this stuff all over the place. And, you know, there's that part of me that's just like dying to hear from the people that they said were there. I would love to hear from the people that said that they said were there. Because if they can come out and say, no, they're really good friends. Like, they're real, like, almost best friends, which would, again, probably lead us to, maybe you shouldn't be that good of friends, though. You could be friends. Like, Sean Payton is friends with a lot of reporters. But I don't know if it's like, hey, let's go off to a resort friends type of deal and hang out and sit poolside and laugh at each other's jokes and hold hands. That actually, if they were just friends, would this be okay?
It wouldn't be as bad. Like, it still looks a little suspicious, but like if they were really good friends, it wouldn't be as bad. But then again, don't go to a resort without your family or without the football team,
without other
or
people.
Without it being
right.
Like a guys,
right?
Thing.
What, like, we're told that there were a bunch of other people there. There are other friends. Like, she had her friends there. He had his friends there. What are we doing why are we going on vacation like that? If it's not like sports related. And I mean, it'd be one thing if they were at some NFL banquet or something, and then it's like, hey, they're all staying at the same place, and it just so happens Vrabel and Rossini were out in this courtyard area and talking and joking it up, and you know, they were laughing so hard they started holding each other's hands, and then they sat down. But it's not that. It's just they were off at a random resort, and their families weren't there.
Adults-only resort.
An adults-only
resort.
Yes, that's 100% right. It's an adults-only resort. So this is what bothers me the most, Mike. There's flat out no admission. Like, it's just going to be, they're going to go perhaps to their grave with this. Because Rossini, I read it. We talked about her resignation letter. And it's basically like, I'm not resigning because I'm owning that this happened. I'm resigning because I don't want it to cause any further damage to the Athletic or whatnot, but still very much saying, like, I didn't do this. Now, she didn't necessarily
possible
flat out
it
say
didn't
it.
Happen.
Yeah, it's possible. But why not give more explanation then? Other than Mike Vrabel coming out saying this is laughable, there were other people there too. It doesn't change the pictures. Like, it still doesn't change the pictures. It doesn't change what we actually saw. And that is part of the problem. You know, you can go, you can say that's all that happened right there was on the pictures and that's as far as it went. They're friends, whatever. But it's still a very strange look that's what we're talking about today.
If nothing happened, it's just a perfect storm. It's a perfect storm of awkwardness. That's why you shouldn't put yourself in that situation. Like, if you're an alcoholic, don't go to a party with alcohol and then, you know, walk outside all delirious. Like, get a picture taken of you. People are going to think, oh, he's drunk. He's at a party with a bunch of alcohol. He's drunk. And then your AA sponsor is going to freak out at you. Like,
Chris texting in
that situation.
How long will be before divorce proceedings begin for either party? Spouses have been affected.
Hopefully not.
I don't know. It's hard to speak on that because I don't know. But I wouldn't be shocked if we see that story coming out soon. Because Mike, what did we say last week this time? Is she going to have her job? I know the Athletic was standing by her, but then on Monday they start reopening this investigation because they really want to know who the hell else was at that party and why no one is coming forward saying, yeah, no, they were just being friends, man. We were having a water balloon fight. I don't know what people do with those things, man.
I mean, adults only resort, one could make a stretch and say that why they were all doing things. Maybe that's why people are coming forward.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Like, oh, well, man. Tom and Sheila were both married to other people, but Tom's on a sales trip, and Sheila has to interview a celebrity.
Yeah, maybe that's why. Maybe that's why no one wants to come forward, because maybe not everybody was doing exactly what they should have been doing in the first place.
Not all on the up and up?
Maybe. 39 minutes after the hour, Michael. Let's jump out real quick and get the latest on the local sports flash.
Hey, it's Andrew Bogish from CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
All right, welcome back into the show. It's The Whole Show powered by Mosquito Joe. I'm ready to kind of put that thing away, right? Let's be done, maybe, until we get new news on the Rossini thing. I'm done with it. It's a frustrating conversation. Maybe we'll get some more information later, but for now, we'll put it away. We've got, Michael, we've got Nuggets Timberwolves on Saturday. I am so pumped to get this thing going on at 1:30. And I love the fact that the schedule has a bunch of night games, too. I'm glad about that. But Anthony Edwards was asked earlier if he considered the Nuggets, Timberwolves, a rivalry. And he's like, I don't think you could call it anything other than that. You know, I mean, that's like the, I mean, it's Minnesota's got a history, because right when the Nuggets were getting close to getting into the playoffs, it was Minnesota that knocked them out. And then Minnesota went on to the playoffs. And then a couple of years ago, on the Nuggets' quest to win a championship, the Nuggets made short work of Minnesota in the playoffs. And then, of course, we have the 2 years ago, the best of seven that actually went seven, and it was Minnesota that came out on top. Now, Denver has kind of righted the ship the last few years, the last two in the regular season, but they've still had those bad games. Remember when Joker had like 60-plus points and the Nuggets lost to the Timberwolves? That was so frustrating. But I think it's really a fun rivalry. Now I'm setting my sights on bigger things for the Nuggets, but the Timberwolves are definitely one of their monster rivalries. You know, Tim Connelly goes over there. Michael Connelly. I messed up. Not Michael Connelly. Tim Connelly. Tim Connelly goes over there to basically build this Timberwolves team up to destroy what he built when he was in Denver. Tell me that's not a rivalry. Chris Finch was an assistant coach with Michael Malone for one season. And it was crazy. You know, how this all these games went down, and how Anthony Edwards kind of is not necessarily the most likable of guys. Yes, this is absolutely a rivalry. Michael, do you have what Bones Highland had to say? Bones Highland is in this series, by the way, and actually plays meaningful minutes for Minnesota. He had some things to say about Nikola Jokic. Good or bad, here it is.
Playing with Jokic, bro, it was amazing, man. That's a guy that's like, you know, you score 10 points, you know, on your own, you could get 10 points just alone off of him, just assisting you, just being in the right spot, being in the corners, set rip screens and slipping, you get your easy layup, like, then you look up, you finish with 23 points or, you know, 24, it's just like, damn, like, how I even get that, you know? So, man, it's just a tribute to him, bro. He's a great player. I think he's going to go down top 15 player of all time. You know, he's a great human being as well, too. I got nothing to say about, you know, him. He's one of those guys that's like, man, just being around him, you just feel his gravity. He's a great dude.
Now ask him what he thinks of Jamal Murray. I'd be curious to hear what he has to say. I don't know if he has a disdain toward Jamal Murray, but he definitely didn't love his time, how it ended in Denver. Bones Highland was, like, awesome. Everybody loved Bones, man. And his rookie year, he came out, start the season, he had the microphone, and he called it Mile High City, baby, and got everybody pumped up. And then when Jamal was hurt, he had to play out of necessity. And then when Jamal got back, he didn't play very much, and you could tell he was frustrated by it. So it's been kind of a weird road, but I thought he was going to be another big-time player for the Nuggets, and since then, he's just kind of been a little bit of a journeyman. 48 minutes after the hour, Michael. Coming up, we'll get to what did we learn here on The Whole Show, powered by Mosquito Joe, a Northern Colorado's voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
baseball season, and the Colorado Rockies can be heard on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hi, this is Terry Fry, author, journalist, screenwriter, and you're listening to Brady Hull on The Hull Show, 1310 KFKA.
The next time you get angry over a bad play, remember you need teamwork to win, not arguments.
Now we know.
And knowing is half the battle.
Hey, hey, what do you say? We all had a special day. Now turn to a friend and say what you learned today.
All right, Mike, what did we learn on this 15th day of April? Hey, we learned that it's a different bench unit for the Nuggets. That was a big problem for years. That's been an issue. Other than the year the Nuggets won the championship, that's been an issue. And even then, it wasn't that deep. It was certainly an issue against Minnesota last time around. But just looking at this roster and looking at their both sides' production, Denver's bench unit is much, much better. Not only than where it was last year, but when they faced the Minnesota Timberwolves 2 seasons ago. So I'm excited to see what they can do. Michael, what'd you learn today?
I didn't learn that today. I mean, you've been saying that all season.
Thank you. What'd you
learn
today?
Pointing that out and saying that the Nuggets are better. They have a better bench to support Jokic.
It's true.
And had they not had injuries all season, perhaps they would be the number one seed and the odds-on favorite.
That's an interesting thought. That's an interesting thought. If they had not had all these injuries, how close would they be to the Spurs and the Thunder?
As I said the other day, they would be the odds-on favorite.
And they could very well be. They could very well be. Did you learn anything else? Don't go to resorts. Don't go to adult-only resorts, right? Don't do that. Right?
Don't do what?
Don't go to adult-only resorts.
Oh, yeah. Definitely agree? Don't do that.
No, without your spouse. Like, you can go, but just go with your spouse. Make sure. And make sure there are no cameras,
sure it's like, you know, one of those, your buddy's getting married.
Yeah.
And you're invited there, but
yeah, exactly.
Don't go to strip clubs.
Have an alibi. All right, that'll do it for us. We'll be back at it on a Thursday. We'll have Kevin Lytle join us from the Fort Collins, Colorado. And good night, Northern Colorado.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.